Good morning. KSL News Time is 6 o'clock. This is Utah's Morning News. I'm Tim Hughes.
And I'm Amanda Dixon. KSL's top story this hour.
Breaking news on KSL this morning. Investigators have released evidence in the child abuse case of YouTube star Ruby Frankie and her business partner, Jody Hillebrandt.
This includes things like new body cam footage, photos, calls, and journal entries. KSL News Radio's Adam Small is live with details. Adam?
Amanda, I've been combing through that body camera footage to start, and it's just in some of these clips, I can see back in August where Frankie's 12-year-old son goes to Hildebrand's neighbor for help. At that time, the son had duct tape around his hands and ankles. After escaping Hildebrand's home, I also see at one point where EMTs arrive to treat him on the porch of this neighbor's house. One of those EMTs actually breaking down, crying. A lot of this evidence is very difficult to review in this case. Just for context, at that time, police also later found that child's 10-year-old sister in Hildebrand's home. Both Ruby Frankie and Jody Hildebrand have since pled guilty and have been sentenced to prison time for aggravated child abuse. Again, this is a mountain of evidence that we're continuing to comb through as it's just come in here in the last hour. We'll continue to update our reports as we have more time to review them. Live, Adam Small, KSL News Radio.
One of those videos we received shows Frankie being silent after being told she's under arrest.
So I just spoke with Jody, but you both are under arrest right now for child abuse, and you'll have two counts of that, one for Eve and one for Russell.
Our team is still filing through the mounds of evidence. Due to the sensitive nature of this case, we are working vigilantly to be thoughtful and careful in our reporting.
Governor Spencer Cox ended the 2024 legislative session with a handful of vetoes, and he asked the legislature to slow down how many bills it passes. KSL News Radio's Peter Johnston is live with more. Peter?
Amanda, Governor Cox denied 7 bills from becoming law yesterday, but he implies that he would have vetoed more if he could.
It's really easy to just say, hey, just, you know, flippantly veto bills. Just get rid of a bunch of them. And the minute I do that, nothing I would like to get passed gets passed.
The top reason for most of his vetoes were that the bills were redundant and didn't need to be bills at all to create the change they called for. Cox also asked the legislature for more quality and less quantity. According to BYU Political Science Associate Professor Adam Brown, the legislature spends just 2 to 4 minutes of discussion before passing a bill. There are 591 bills passed this year, and 584 are now law. Reporting live, Peter Johnston, KSL News Radio.
There are 14 affordable housing projects about to get some big money for development. KSL News Radio's Mark Jackson has details.
Money for those projects, $17.7 million, comes from the Redevelopment Agency of Salt Lake City and was approved by the Salt Lake City Council this week, according to KSL.com. Redevelopment Agency officials say all the projects will have at least 10% of the total units set aside for rent restricted to 40% of the area median income. A minimum of 10% will have 3 or 4 bedrooms for families earning 60% of area median income. Mark Jackson, KSL News Radio.
KSL's top national stories this hour. Here we go again. The government could go into a shutdown if they don't pass a spending package tonight. ABC's Andy Field has details on the bills up for a vote.
Republicans say they got items they wanted. More money for defense, border guards, and migrant detention beds. Democrats claiming victory with a $1 billion boost to child care and Head Start. Millions more for cancer, Alzheimer's, and dementia research. House Republican majority will likely need Democrats to get it passed, with some in the GOP angry they didn't have time to review the bills or cut more spending.
Some Senate Republicans are threatening to delay tonight's vote, which could lead to a short weekend shutdown.
New information on Boeing's growing list of safety mishaps.
Top airline executives are reportedly demanding a meeting with Boeing's board of directors.
We simply must be better. Our customers deserve better.
On a recent earnings call with investors, CEO David Calhoun addressed the safety concerns.
ABC's Rhiannon Alley says we're learning about a plane in Boeing that went off the runway in Texas last month after its brakes failed.
Some women taking Ozempic are saying they're experiencing a very dramatic side effect. KSL News Radio's Michael Commit is live with more. Michael?
Amanda, the side effect in question here is pregnancy. It turns out weight loss drugs have the chance to increase fertility when taken, hence the reason their manufacturers advise ladies to stop taking at least 2 months before a planned pregnancy. Now, as for how this happens, reproductive and obesity medicine experts told USA Today that weight loss is correcting hormonal imbalances, which leads to boosted fertility, and certain drugs could be reducing the efficiency of birth control pills. Reporting live, Michael Commit, KSL News Radio.
First look traffic, back to Heather Kelly.
Well, we have a single vehicle crash northbound I-15 right over the I-215 South Interchange in Murray. It's on the right shoulder. Not enough traffic to cause any type of delay on this one. And you've got good speeds and no accidents reported on any of the other roadways. Heather Kelly in the KSL Traffic Center.
Snow College is expanding its housing options in Richfield. The expansion will provide rooms for at least 60 more students. The campus started providing housing just last year. It filled up in record time, sparking the deal between the property owner to add even more.
Heads up on a freeway closure that's coming this weekend. It's going to cause some delays on westbound I-215.
Starting at 9 o'clock tonight, crews will be shutting down all westbound lanes of I-215 and diverting people off at 280 East. UDOT spokesperson John Gleason says there will be detour signs to get people through the area.
It's not going to be a huge inconvenience, but you want to plan ahead for it, and you want to know that there's no surprises. And anything, if you're not planning for it and you're running late, can be an inconvenience. So you are going to have to plan an extra 5 to 7 minutes just to get through that area.
He says the plan is to have traffic back to normal in time for the morning commute on Monday. Don Brinkerhoff, KSL News Radio.
A woman and her kids are glad to be alive after narrowly avoiding a head-on collision with an out-of-control truck and trailer. Trooper Conline Squires tells KSL-TV he didn't know how bad it was until he saw dash cam footage of the near miss.
I didn't realize that a vehicle had completely spun around or anything like that. There was no information as to that happening.
The driver of the truck did not stick around for UHP to show up.
Law enforcement putting in a little OT for Click It or Ticket weekend through Sunday.
All weekend, over 180 overtime shifts are scheduled across Utah to stop drivers and riders who aren't wearing their seatbelts. Cameron Roden with UHP says the state is getting better at it.
In Utah, we have seen a really good trend over the last little bit where we've seen seatbelt usage up over 92%, which is great, but still, far too many unbuckled motorists represent way too many fatalities.
Specifically, there were 64 unrestrained fatalities last year, with over half of them happening after 6 p.m. into the night. Eric Cabrera, KSL News Radio.